Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, October 25th, 2020. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I'm joined by my Spirit Alive family. Right now, I'm being joined by, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott. So on behalf of Michelle, Evangelist, and I, we want to welcome you to our service this morning. We pray that you will hear something, hallelujah, that will uplift your spirit and bless your very soul, so that you might be transformed, hallelujah, and you may be empowered, to live a more and abundant life in Christ. And we pray that if somebody doesn't know Christ in the pardon of their sin, hallelujah, that this would be the day that they would change their eternal address. So right now we are going to go to opening prayer. Won't you bow with me? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come to your throne of grace right now, just asking you, Lord God, to come in, hallelujah, and receive your praise, to receive your worship. Father God, we are so grateful that we can come together and worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that your Shekinah glory would fall fresh in this service. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would prepare the hearts and minds of your people to receive a word on today. We just praise you, Father God. We just glorify you, and we just thank you, not just for what you do, but for who you are. We pray this and all other things in Jesus' name. Amen, and to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Favor.
hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that God's favor and his mercy follows us? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We are just so blessed to be in the house this morning. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God for what he is doing. And it is now time for this morning's meditational reading. Which is usually read by Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, but Mother Mitchell is being restored by the Lord, so we are going to keep her lifted up in prayer, and I will be standing in her stead today. Hallelujah. Today's meditational reading,
Amen. As
always, is from the powerful devotional, Thank You, Jesus, from Pastor Joseph Prince. And today, we are going to talk about right believing produces right living. Amen. And we're going to be looking at Luke 19:8. And it says, Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Now, saints of God, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. I hear noise. He was despised because he was a deceitful man, cheating people of their money and resorting to false accusations to get what he wanted. Now, one day, Jesus visited him. The Bible makes no mention of Jesus rebuking him for his dishonest lifestyle the whole time they were together. Instead, Jesus showed him grace and honor by spending time with him. And before long, Zacchaeus stood up and declared to Jesus that he would restore fourfold to anyone he had taken from illegally and would even give half of his goods to the poor. A moment with Jesus completely changed Zacchaeus' heart. A moment with grace in person, without accusation, condemnation, or judgment, caused such an inward transformation that in a short time, Zacchaeus was doing outwardly what was right in a measure no man would have expected of him. Many people want to live right. Their concern with right living makes them focus on themselves and the things they struggle with. But it is right believing that produces right living. If you're trying to break free from an addiction that has bound you for many years, believe that Jesus loves you so much that at the cross, he paid the price for you to be completely free from any addiction. Believe that by his stripes you are healed and delivered. One member in our church had a smoking addiction, but each time he lit a cigarette, he would believe that God was not judging or condemning him and that he was still the righteousness of God in Christ. One day, he woke up impressed by the Spirit that day would mark the start of a smoke-free life. Expecting to be assaulted by the usual cravings to smoke, he prayed throughout the day, Thank you, Jesus, for by your stripes I am healed. Before he knew it, the day passed without him lighting up or suffering any withdrawal pains. And since then, he has been totally free of his addiction. Today, if you want to experience right living, find out what Christ has done for you and what you have in him, and then believe it. The thought of the day, believe what Christ has done for you and what you have in him. Oh, thank you, Jesus, and to God be the glory. We are just so grateful
Amen.
In knowing what we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Amen.
Once again, we just want to welcome everyone to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We are so blessed that you are in the house, and I am Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm being joined by the mighty servant leaders of this house. Hallelujah. In the persons of Evangelist Kathy Horton, Evangelist Michelle Scott, and of course, we have our beloved Speaker of the Hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We're so glad that all of you are here this morning because everyone is welcome here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We believe, hallelujah, in our soul that the more comes in, the happier God is. And we are so excited that today we will be going to Good Shepherd virtually to support one of our own. Pastor Jeffrey Scott. So we are going to get on with the service so we can go support our brother in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So right now we are going to hear from the Mississippi Mass Choir as they sing to us about God's grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank moment. It was because grace and mercy came along.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your grace and mercy brought us through. It is now time for this morning's altar call. And this is a time when we just go to the Lord to stand in the gap. We stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters from the USA to the UK. We stand with our brothers and sisters in Russia and China and the Philippines. We want our brothers and sisters all over this world to know that we love them. And the greatest thing that we can do for them is to pray. Hallelujah. Because prayer changes things. And we believe that here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. So right now we're going to go to prayer with our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. If we could all close our eyes and bow our heads as we go to God in prayer. Oh, Father God, I come to you boldly, standing on your word. But first, I just want to thank you for waking us up and giving us all another day. But I stand on your word that you will never leave us or forsake us, Lord. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to stand in the gap for your people right now, Lord God. We know that some are in need of one thing and some are in need of another, but God, you know all the needs and you see all, and you know each and every one of your children. So I just ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, that you just rain down your healing power from heaven and let the skies give way of your blessings, Lord God. Let your people's needs be met like never before. Lord God, heal, feed, help, cure, make over all at the same time if it be your will. Lord Jesus, I know you can and I know you will. Oh, Father God, your people need to see your healing works. They need a word from you. Lord God, bring back hope to the hopeless. Quench their thirst. Oh, Father God,
Jesus.
Satan is on the rampage and he's trying to devour your children. So I ask that you strengthen up the weak, Father God, and shore them up on each side and have the strong help the weak and be a light
Jesus.
Unto our path, Father God. Shine
yes,
and bright the way to you in darkness.
Hallelujah.
Lead your children on to victory, God. Bless all of the sick and the shut-in all over this world, not just in
Jesus.
The U.S., but all over this world, Father God. Heal their
Lord.
Bodies as only you can, Lord God, and cool their foreheads of the fevers that might plague their bodies, Father God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Lord,
place food in places, in pathways of those that are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Please place food in the hungry's
Jesus.
Path, Father God, and soothe their longing hearts, those that are widows or widowers. Soothe their longing hearts, that those that are missing their spouse, Father God. Soothe them, Father God, for there are so many with all these tragedies going all over the world. There are so many that have been left alone, Lord Jesus. My heart aches for them. So please just soothe them right now. Daughters have lost their mothers. Fathers have lost their sons. Their siblings have been lost, Father God. So we just ask that you just come in and be a comfort to these people, Lord Jesus. I just beg you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you just rain down buckets of comfort from heaven, Father God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you just please remove all the hurricanes and the fires and volcanoes and just all worldly disasters that exist that are happening, some all at the same time all over this world, Father God. Oh, our cups are full, Father God. Some of us feel we can't go on, but those who are planted deep in you, Lord, we know we can go just a little bit farther as long as our hand is placed in yours. Oh, God, lift up the heads that are bowed down and lift them up to the hills from which cometh their help, and that help is you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we just love you here, and we just ask that you continue to strengthen our the bishop, that she can continue to pour into this world and continue to pour into the servant leaders here, and we all pour into your people. Oh, Father God, we love
you
so much, and we'll be careful to give you all of the praise and glory. Oh, Jesus, I just pray this in all things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Let the Church of God say
amen
now. Come on now. We are the friend of most of the spirits around here. Amen.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Throw me out.
All the things I've done.
Life and favor is upon us. It is now time for this morning's message. And our speaker this morning is no stranger to Spirit Alive. She is
Amen.
A faithful, dedicated servant. She is always here. She is always supportive. She is always loving. And this morning, she is going to bring us this our word for today. And I'm speaking of none other than Apostle Zeta Flowers. So please retrieve your Bible, something to write with and to write on. And for the next 30 to 45 minutes, you will hear the voice of our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all, and good morning. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in the body of Christ. I'm bringing the message this morning on grace. The title of my message is God's Extended Grace. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to be sharing some scriptures, of course, on grace and talking about mercy as well as grace. Amen. They're a little bit different, but they go hand in hand. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the scriptures. I would like to ask you to go to open your Bibles to Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm just going to have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I thank you for saving me, Lord, and giving me a life in you, Christ Jesus. Now I pray, Lord, that your anointing will come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, that what I speak today will be the words that you would have me to speak into the hearts of your people. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to go to Ephesians, the second chapter. Starting with the 8th verse, we're going to go read from the 8th through the 10th verses. And it says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith and not of ourselves." Amen. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must, it is important that we wake up to our true identity and our potential in Christ Jesus. We need to know, praise God, who we are in Him. Because we become His representatives here on the earth. Praise God. And so we also need to know our potential in Him, because He chose each one of us for a purpose. Praise God. We have a purpose to fulfill. Hallelujah. And so it's so important that we know what our true identity is, because if we can know our true identity and realize and know that He is the one that made us, then it will help us to be who He wants us to be, because we want to represent Him in our walk with Him. Amen. All right. So we know that we have been saved by grace. Praise God. We have been saved through faith. So it is important that we believe, that we, even though we cannot see God, that we know that He is. Praise God. Those of us that are saved before we came to know Christ Jesus, we had to believe that He was, and that He was the Son of God. Amen. And that is how we got saved. That is how we received our salvation. Praise God. Because Jesus died that we all could be set free. And while I'm on that subject, I want you to know that salvation is free. Amen. Hallelujah. It is free. And salvation is so much, means so much to us.
Yes.
Praise God, as people of God. Hallelujah. Jesus beckoned us to come to Him. He said, "Come unto me, all of you that are weary." Hallelujah.
Yes.
And burdened. He said He would give us rest. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In the saving of our souls. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And if we want to change our lives, hallelujah, and be like Him, we must change our beliefs. We can't continue believing the way we've always believed. We must change, have a desire to change, in other words. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to know what is possible for us. Jesus has so much for us. He died so that we could live. Amen. Hallelujah. But we must have faith in Him and know that He is God. Hallelujah. That He is the Son of God. Praise God. And that He came to save us. Praise God. He came down to where we were. Praise God. While we were yet in our sins, Jesus came and extended His grace. Praise God. Toward us who were yet sinners. Praise God. I have a couple of little quotes that I wanted to share. And one of them is,
amen,
"The will of God will never take you where the grace of God will not keep
you, cover you.
And
right.
protect you." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, "God's timing is forever accurate. Believe it, trust it, and allow it." Amen. Praise God. All right. I'm going to share something here on mercy. Just a little brief wording here. Mercy is the act. A lot of times we look at mercy as being grace, and sometimes grace being mercy. But mercy is the act of withholding deserved punishment.
Mm-hmm.
While grace is the act of endowing unmerited favor.
Yes.
God doesn't give the punishment, God doesn't give us the punishment that we really deserve, because the punishment should have been death. but God saw fit to save us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's where mercy and grace came in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I wanted to also share that. God's grace gives us what we do not deserve. That's what
yes.
I wanted to make clear.
His
Amen. Grace gives us what we don't deserve. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in his mercy, I'm going to give you the Greek word for mercy. It is eleos, which
yep.
means compassion. Hallelujah. And mercy.
Yes.
And then for grace, the Greek word is charis.
Charis.
I think that's how it's pronounced. Mm-hmm. And it means grace, and it also means favor.
Favor.
So,
yes.
along with our mercy, we have great compassion. God's compassion is so great that the Bible tells us that he moves with compassion. Praise God.
Yes.
And when we pray, we can go boldly through the throne of grace.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. And that's where we find our mercy and favor. Praise God. All right. Now we're going to go a little bit farther. I'm going to read, I guess I'll go to 1 Peter 9 and 10 first. It says, but ye are a chosen generation. As I stated, God chose us. We didn't choose him. We are a royal priesthood and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye shall show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In other words, we were purchased. We were bought back by Jesus through redemption. Praise God. And he paid a great price, a high price, his life. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
he loved us just that
so much.
Much. Praise
yes,
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word lets us know also that in time past, we were not a people. We were not a people
right.
of God. We were enemies to God. Praise God. But then, now, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives and we begin to live for him, then we are now the people of God. Hallelujah. Which had not obtained mercy prior. But now we have obtained mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And this is Paul speaking at this time at the Corinthian church. And he says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yeah.
For thy strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, I wanted to mention the fact that when we come to Christ in the pardoning of our sins, we also need to be instructed by the Word of God. We need to
yes.
learn. We need to know. We need to be in a church where the true gospel is taught.
Yes,
and
amen.
So I just to mention the fact about when God instructed Joshua,
yes.
Joshua became the successor, hallelujah, to Moses. It's the scripture is Joshua 1 and 8. This is where God instructed Joshua to meditate both night and day in his word. And then he told him, then you will prosper and succeed. Amen.
Yes.
And if we get in our word day and night and read and meditate on God's word, we will prosper and succeed. We will
Amen.
Grow in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We will learn more and more of him. We will have a relationship with him if we do that. Praise God. And we will prosper. We will prosper in our spiritual walk with him. And we will succeed. We also will succeed in other areas of our life. It doesn't just stop there, but that's where it begins. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know that Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his
Amen.
Righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God extends his grace. He has extended his grace. Praise God. When he came down and lived among us. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to mention a few in the Bible where we really know that grace was upon these ones. We know that Peter denied Jesus. He actually denied him.
Yes, he did.
But he became a great apostle. Saul, who was Saul at the time, became Paul, was a persecutor. He was a murderer. But look at all the epistles Paul wrote.
Yes.
And Paul became the greatest.
Yes.
Thomas in the Bible was a doubter. But he ended up preaching all over India.
Yes, he did.
Mary Magdalene was demon possessed.
Yes.
However, she ended up being the first witness of our risen Christ.
Yes, she was.
Just to show you where grace, how grace abounds and where grace will take us. So we need to reach forth and take hold of grace and
yes.
to really understand and know what grace means to us, because it meant everything to Jesus to
yes.
give us this gift, the gift of grace. Hallelujah. And he gave it, hallelujah, and he gave it freely to us, but I believe that some of us sometimes take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And we need not, hallelujah, because, as I said before, he paid a high price for our lives. He gave up his, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we praise God that he was resurrected, hallelujah, and he did it for us. And I'm going to
yes.
share some of the words, praise God. I'm going to share, I guess I'll share it now since I'm thinking about it, an acrostic. And this is one that we are most familiar with, grace. If you look at the word grace, praise God, and you put the word vertically and you look at the letters in the word grace, you can see where, and this is the one that's most familiar, is God's riches at Christ's expense. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So in grace, we have God's riches. We really have his riches. We have his provisions. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it lets us know that in Genesis 22:14, one of the names of God is Jehovah Jireh, who is our provider. He gives us all of the provisions that we need. Praise God. So we can look at that as God's grace being God's riches at Christ's expense, because it was at his
yes.
expense. He is the one that went through all of what he went through, thrown in jail. It was so much done to him. He was spit on. You know,
mm-hmm.
he was murdered. He died.
He hung on the cross for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of those things happen. Praise God. To give us his riches. And then I think about righteousness.
Yes.
I just quoted the scripture out of Matthew 6 and 33 talking about his righteousness. One of the names he is known by is Jehovah Tsidkenu. And it means the Lord of our righteousness.
Righteousness.
Our righteousness. So here we have God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And then that we have redemption. Hallelujah. Because he bought us back. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we were yet sinners. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Living any kind of way. Praise God. Hallelujah. With no thought about righteousness. Hallelujah. He redeemed us. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed. And we should say so. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should be proud. We should be willing, hallelujah, to say that we are the redeemed. Amen. Because of the one that redeemed us. And that was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have redemption. We have restoration. We know that God restores. Hallelujah. God restores the sinner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we turn away from God, he restores us. He brings us back. Hallelujah. He also restores that we have lost. We were lost, and we needed to be restored. But he will also go farther, and he will restore that we have lost. He is just that kind of God. So we have God's redemption at Christ's expense. We have God's restoration at Christ's expense. We have his revelation. We have God's revelation power. Praise God. He reveals himself to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he reveals so much to us. He shows us things. He speaks to us. He lets us see in his word. Praise God. So he is always revealing himself to us. So we have God's revelation at Christ's expense. And there are so many of them. We have God's resurrection at Christ's expense. Because God gave his only son, hallelujah, that we might be saved. And so we have him resurrected. We have been resurrected because he has been. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I could go on and on with those acrostics, but I'm going to go back into the word and share some more of the word. But I enjoyed the songs that came forth this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. Because
amen,
truly grace and mercy has rescued us. Praise God. Grace and mercy has brought us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm going to see. One second here. I'm going to Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. And it says here, well, I'm gonna go up a little bit and read, start with the 18th verse. It says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men, and we know that's Jesus. We know that Adam sinned, in the garden, which caused sin to come upon all of us, and that we were in condemnation, praise God, because of Adam's sin. We include his wife. But I want to reread this scripture. It says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So when we come to Jesus, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, praise God, then we are justified. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because that's part of what he died for, so that we could have justification of life. The 19th verse says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Okay? That's all of us. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that we have been made righteous through Jesus Christ. If there is any righteousness in us, that's where it came from. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. So grace, hallelujah, took over, praise God, through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I might as well go ahead and read the 21st verse. It says, that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let's go on down to the 6th chapter, verse 1. Says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Second verse, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we have been given an opportunity. We can choose life or we can choose death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it just makes sense. And it behooves us to choose life over death. And we can. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go over to the 22nd verse. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end is everlasting life. Praise God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So why wouldn't we choose life over death? Hallelujah. When one has gone as far, hallelujah, as to die for us, to bleed for us, hallelujah, that we would miss it, hallelujah, amen. All right, I'm going to read Hebrews. I'm going to go to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. The 4th chapter, starting with the 14th verse. Through the 16th verse. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Praise God. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
And we know that that was Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was tempted just like we were. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was tempted, but yet he didn't yield. Praise God. 16th verse. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Isn't that a blessing? That is such a blessing. Hallelujah. That Jesus has allowed us, praise God, to come before the throne of grace that way. Hallelujah. And obtain mercy. Praise God. Obtain what we need. And then find grace to help. That is such a blessing. And such consolation in knowing that. Praise God. That we have that in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And it all spells grace. Everything that he did spells grace for us. Hallelujah. And that's why we have it today. We have grace because of him. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory
we have
to
grace.
God.
I'm going to just share a little bit more. I think I have time. And let's see. Acts, the 15th chapter and 11th verse, lets us know that if we believe, I'll just read it. It says, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved. So that's where faith comes in. We just have to believe and know, hallelujah, that he is the Christ. Hallelujah, that he is the Son of God, that he is the one, that he really did die for us so that we could live and not just live, not just exist, but have eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then Ephesians, the second chapter, lets us know that God raised us up with Christ, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have so much. Hallelujah. Grace is so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can't take it lightly. We just have to accept and receive and to know, hallelujah, that we can, every day, we can walk in his grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And know that he's got us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
To the humble.
And that's in 1 Peter 5:5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Titus 2:11, it lets us know that the grace of God brings salvation. Hallelujah. And he has appeared to all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans 3:23-24, hallelujah, allows us to know that we all have sinned, hallelujah, and have fallen short of the glory of God. But we are justified. We are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Again, he redeemed us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He redeemed us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And even as a child, Luke 2:40 tells us, lets us know that Jesus grew and became strong and he was filled with wisdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the grace of God was upon him then.
Yes.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:1 lets us know that we can be strong in grace. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
We can be strong in grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we're strong in grace and the grace is abounding in us, hallelujah, it's going to have an effect on others that we come in contact with. Praise God. Hallelujah. That they too will know what grace is all about.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Ezra 8:22 lets us know that the gracious hand of our God is upon everyone who looks to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have all these scriptures about grace, and I know that I cannot share all of them today.
Amen.
But,
amen.
But I've shared some. Hallelujah. And we just need to know that that grace abounds. Hallelujah. Grace is upon us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus Christ made it so, hallelujah, that we could walk in his grace. Praise God. And know, hallelujah, what it was all about. Hallelujah. When
thank
he
you, Jesus.
Humbly allowed himself, hallelujah, to go through all that he went through so that we could be saved. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just have a little bit left here. I'm going to close.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a little bit more about Titus. Titus 2:11-14 says, he gave himself for us to be redeemed from every unlawful deed, every one of them, and to purify us for himself and to use as he saw fit to use us for his divine glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I wrote down that when one, and this is for the preachers, when the preachers and the leaders water down the gospel,
come on,
they are watering down grace. Hallelujah.
Oh, all right,
so
now.
To go forth and share the gospel as it is, hallelujah, and not water it down to make it fit anyone, hallelujah, to make it please anyone, or to satisfy anyone, hallelujah, because we don't want to water down the grace. Hallelujah.
No, we don't.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bring it on home.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there is no sin that grace cannot forgive. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You may struggle with sin and all of that. Hallelujah. But grace will cover it. Hallelujah. But you have to allow for God to work in your life. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, so that you will not be continuing to struggle with sin or allowing sin to overtake you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
The struggle may be real, but don't forget that God is
so
real.
Is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I'm going to close with that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is real.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What a word
Amen.
On grace. What a word on grace and mercy this morning. Hallelujah. Now, we have a lot of people sitting up in here. And I'm telling you, if you are saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, you know something about grace. So right now, I'm going to ask that you, if you would like to put your praise on it, if you would like to testify to the goodness of God's grace, please press your one. Now, since we are going to get out of here and go to another service, I ask that your comments or your praise be short so that we can be respectful and give as many people an opportunity to speak as possible. Hallelujah, because we are up in here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta, I loved your word, especially the part about not watering
Thank
down
you.
The gospel, because we have way
Thank
too many
you.
Preachers watering down the gospel, and they're watering down the grace. Hallelujah. And that is not what God wants us to do. So we are going to start with area code 510, last four digits, 9424. Good morning, good morning. Put your praise on it in the sanctuary. Area code 9510,
Oh, okay, they dropped. All right. Well, we're going to start out with our we'll just start with some of our Spirit Alive family while I scroll and look for ones. We're going to start with Evangelist Michelle Scott. Hallelujah. Give a hallelujah, put your praise on it this morning, sis.
Well, first, I just want to say powerful, powerful, powerful.
Yeah.
Apostle Zeta, I got so much out of this. You know, like you said, at first we were, Jesus says, we were God's enemy. And now we sit at his feet and he blesses us with his grace. And that grace, we need to know, is sufficient enough. And some of us don't realize that. But those of us who have been blessed with that grace, those of us who have been given that and who have gone through some true struggles and things in our lives that have been at the edge of death and he has brought us back, we welcome that grace.
Yeah.
Those of us who have been hungry and opened the door and there was a food basket. Oh, Lord, we thank you for that grace.
Yeah.
Those of us that had no money in our pocket and a stranger walked up to us and handed us an envelope. Thank you, Jesus, for the envelope. Those of us whose children that were sick and then there was a cure all of a sudden, we thank you for that grace.
Thank you for
grace. I'm just saying that grace is sufficient enough, and we got to get back to our children seeing us praying on our knees. It's not just enough to just say you're a Christian and say you are saved and say you love the Lord. The kids, they need to see you. They need to pray with
you.
They need to see you down on your knees. And I just want to thank you so much. I thank God for the gift of grace. It's so precious, like you said.
Yes.
And we just need to not take it for granted because, you know, like I said, when you're blessed with it, it feels especially more, you know, it just overtakes you because you know firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Apostle Zeta, for that powerful message. It touched my soul.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless
I know it blessed
you.
Mine because it just makes me just say, hey, we just can't read the gospel. We must be the gospel. It's not enough to preach and teach the gospel. We have to be that gospel.
Amen.
We have to be grace personified for the Most High God. Hallelujah. We are now going to go to area code 510. Your last four digits of your phone number is 9424. Good morning. God bless you. And welcome to the Spirit Alive Sanctuary.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank God. I just thank God for another day and being able to be with people likewise, my spirit. Thank God. You know, yesterday I said, I was doing my little chores, and I said, you know, in the morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to get on the radio broadcast. I plan to do that in the morning. So I mapped out everything tonight so that I could do that. But this morning, I overslept, but God sent my mentor, Angel, to give me a call this morning.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for this word. Is so powerful because I was lost. For 15 years, I was lost walking out in the wilderness, but God's grace plucked me
Hallelujah.
Out.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, now, say it, sister. Come on.
And I understand that I have to be fed into the word, feed the word into myself so that I can be strong. So I word with my other sisters and brothers that are in need of a comforting word.
Come on now, sis. That's good.
For my mentors, they don't even know they're my mentors, but I just thank God for them and I pray for them every day. I know
that
this word was me. I have a vision, and God just spoke and told to me, I need to read more. I need to be more so that I can
thank
be blessed.
Jesus.
Prosperous in my vision. I understand.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. I thank God
Thank God for each and every one of you ladies. You guys just don't know. I don't know you. I never saw you before in my life, but you inspire me. You inspire me.
God bless you, precious.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, baby.
I got to live to die to live again. And I thank God for
Amen.
That.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. That was good right there. That was good. That blessed me. I got Holy Ghost goosebumps off that one. Hallelujah. Because she was real. She was telling her story. And she knows something about grace. Hallelujah. When you've been out there and the Lord pulls you back from death, when he pulls you up out of that miry, mucky pit, hallelujah, you're going to tell somebody about the God that you serve. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to bring our little hurricane on into the room. This is Spirit of Life. We're going to bring evangelist, hallelujah, Kathy Horton, on into the room. Put your praise on it, sis. I done got tied up. Hallelujah.
God bless you all. Blessed by the word. Blessed by the word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, because it was right. And the sister that just came on, God bless you. See, this is it.
Lord,
God's grace. See, grace is something you can't buy. It's something God gives you freely. You can't earn it. You can't. Well, she said unmerited favor. You can't
unmerited
earn this. You
favor.
Can't go buy. You can't go get off
thank
the shelf.
You.
But God made it before the foundation of the earth. He was made for
us.
He got something ready for us. Here's the word. God made provisions for us before the foundation of the earth. We were such a mess, even the angel said to God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He can't get it right. Okay, he messed
come
us
on.
Up. But yet,
thank
you have made provision
come
for
on.
Him. You had mercy. You had grace. Amen. And we received it through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You blessed it. You blessed it. And
hallelujah.
Like you said, at the end of it, we can't water this thing down. We
can't water it down.
The word, it's simple. The word of God is right. It's just
right.
So just tell it just like you say. We ain't got to fix it. He already did that. Just tell it like it is. Tell people sin is right and wrong is wrong. Sin
wrong
is sin
wrong.
And righteousness is righteousness.
That's
right.
To call it
there is no in between. There is no in between. If you in between,
come
you're thinking
on,
about
sis.
It too hard. You need to get on one side or the other. Zeta,
or the other.
Excuse me,
that's
sorry.
Right.
Apostle Zeta, God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless the word and God bless the messenger.
Thank you, beautiful sister. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. I just love our Spirit Alive family because they are on fire for Jesus, and I am extremely blessed because every member of the Spirit Alive family is a called and sent servant leader. These people didn't just win.
Thank you,
sir. They were called and sent. And they share
thank
God's
you,
goodness
Jesus.
And God's grace, not just on this radio program, not only in this worship service, but everywhere
glory.
That they go. What you hear here on Sunday morning is just a representation of what we do all day, every day. We speak life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Speak life into the lost.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. We speak hope to the broken.
Yes.
We administer love and grace to the sick and the hurting. That's what we do here at Spirit Alive. And I am so honored and so blessed that they are walking with me. We are going to go now to our friend, a very wonderful man of God. We are going to see if Apostle Holloway, Edwin Holloway, has a word this morning. Because I know he knows something about grace.
Yes. We give God praise, glory, and honor this morning. We thank God for the word. This truth, his grace is sufficient for thee. I know God's grace is upon us. But for me, it was on me. I was out in the world and doing all what I wanted to do, but God kept me. His grace kept me. It kept me from being killed. It kept me from being tortured. It kept me. And I know it's sufficient. I know his grace. And I thank God for the word this morning. I thank God for Apostle Zeta speaking that word, because need to be reminded. We walk down this road, and sometimes on our journey, we forget about what happened when we first started, that God's grace is sufficient. We sometimes sit down this road and we stub our toe. But as we turn to God, as we speak to God, as we pray, as we seek his face, and we repent of our sin, his grace is sufficient. And we turn back to him. We turn 360 degrees back to him. His grace is there for us. And then we can get, and his mercy is following us behind us. Grace and mercy follow us all the days of our life.
So we
thank God for the grace. We thank God that he has something in place for us that we can hurry up and get back to him. That we don't get lost, and then we wind up in judgment, wind up going to hell. But his grace, it pulls us back in. Come on back. Don't go that way. That's the wrong road. Come on back.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank God he's got something in place. He sent his son. He sent his son that he may turn us back, that we may come back to him. Mm-hmm. We may come back to him and be redeemed. So I give God praise this morning. I give him honor for the word.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The prophetess wants to have a word.
Yes, here she is. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for the word. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. I keep thinking about is the grace of God that we're living in. I know in my own life it's nothing but the grace of God that keeps me going. It's the grace of God. And I thank God for his grace today that it's unmerited. We can't do anything to deserve it. But God just gives it to us as a gift. And so I thank God for the word today. God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. For his grace and mercy. And now that you have heard from some of our anointed family members and friends, if you have not had an encounter with Jesus, if you have not had an encounter with grace, we've got good news for you. You don't have to leave this worship service the same way you came in. Mm-mm. No, you don't.
Amen.
All you have to do today is to drop to your knees and A, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. B, believe that he is the Son of God. And C, confess your sin. You don't have to wait and get all dressed up and go into a brick-and-mortar church and wait for the doors to open. And, you know, because, see, here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we're not inviting you to a church. But we are inviting you to begin a relationship.
Yes.
A relationship with Jesus. And all you have to do is give your life to him. Because I want to tell you this morning, I can tell you about life and favor. See, people don't know my story. They don't know that in 1996, I was hit by a car in the middle of the crosswalk, and all I could say was, Jesus, I should have been dead, but God said no. When I had cancer, they told me, oh, you might not make it. Oh, but God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. When my husband died, and the money wasn't coming in, and I didn't know what I was going to do, I heard God say, my grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
so I can tell you something about God's grace. I can tell you something about God's favor. I didn't deserve it.
Amen.
I wasn't trying to earn it. All I was doing was trusting and believing that his grace is sufficient. Lord,
no. Lord, told me I would never walk again. Never walk again. But yet I walk. And
yeah.
I walk with a strut that you would not believe. Hallelujah. I walk around with my shoulders back, honey. Head held high. Letting people know that life and favor is upon me this morning. Hallelujah. I praise God. I praise God. And I praise God for you, Apostle Zeta, because it is a beautiful thing to be able to have family that you can trust to get on the air and go out all over the world.
Right.
See, anybody just can't come here talking about bringing a word. Because, see, if you just went and you wasn't sick, we don't want to hear from you.
Amen.
Because here we preach the unadulterated, unwatered down, unapologetic word of God. That's what we teach here. You know.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
We want people to be delivered. We want people to be healed, restored, transformed. And most importantly, we want you to be resurrected from death to life.
Ooh.
So I just praise God for you, Apostle Zeta, your faithfulness, your love of the Lord. We just want to praise God for you. Hallelujah. We will be celebrating this mighty woman of God later on in the week. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
Because we love all our folks up in here. So, and today our church will be going over, hallelujah, to visit with Good Shepherd in Oakland, because one of our own, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, will be preaching. And I have sent the phone number and the code. If you just want to listen, dial the phone number. If you want to Zoom, dial the phone number, and then you will put in the code. Amen. But we're going to go up over there, and we're going to praise God with Good Shepherd. And thanks to God, I want you to join us all next month, because, children, you are going to be blessed, 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 blessed. I'm here to tell you. Because next month, all the servant leaders here will be preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. On the 1st of November, we will have Pastor Jeffrey Scott. On the 8th of November, we will have Evangelist Kathy Horton. And then on the 15th, we will have our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott. On the 22nd, we will have Apostle Zeta Flowers. And then on the last Sunday of the month, we are going to close it out with Apostle Edwin Holloway. It is very important here for me, for us to serve the Lord as a family. Because it's not about me. It's about the Lord. I don't care who gets the credit, as long as somebody comes to Jesus. As long as somebody changes their eternal address. And I want to give our listeners every opportunity to come to the Lord. Even if that means switching up the speakers. Hallelujah. We want to keep it fresh around here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because, you see, I know I can preach. I've been doing it for over 30 years. While some people were finding their call, I was walking in mine. So, you know, I don't need to preach every Sunday. I've preached enough in my lifetime. I'm trying. I'm going to be real. I'm trying to get some rest, children. I'm trying to get some rest. Hallelujah. And God has sent anointed, Holy Ghost-filled servant leaders to work in this vineyard. And you can best believe I am going to praise God for it. I'm going to celebrate them. And I'm going to utilize and respect the gift that God has given unto them. So we want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, because you brought a powerful message on grace. You made it very clear, very concise. Nobody should have a question about how we came about receiving God's wonderful grace, and that is only through his Son, his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I love what Evangelist Kathy said. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't perform your way into it. It's just a free gift from God.
Yeah.
A free gift from God. All you have to do is receive it. And then, and let me tell you something else. Having the grace of God does not blanket you and give you permission to sin. Because when you are under God's grace, instead of just saying, I've got the grace of God. No, that doesn't give you permission to sin. See, because when you truly receive that gift of grace, you're going to receive it knowing that you are a high priesthood. We're a high priesthood. And God expects us to live holy. And God wants us to be what he has called us to be.
Come on.
So I just want to praise God for the message and the messenger. And I praise God for every anointed servant leader that is here today, for every sold out believer that loves the Lord. And even if you didn't say anything, and I'm talking to all my people in the chat rooms that are on Skype, that are an instant messenger, we just want you to know that you listen to us week after week, month after month, year after year. It's been over 14 years that we've been here. And we're so grateful to God that he allows us to stand every Sunday and come together and worship him in spirit and in truth. So at this time, we're going to have the benediction. I will dismiss you, and I will see you at the other service. Hallelujah. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us greatly. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that we have heard on this day. We thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray, Father God, that your people will hear and retain this word and apply it in their daily lives, Lord God, so they might live a more abundant life in you. We just pray, Father God, for those who may have given their life to you today. We pray, Lord God, that you would help them and not allow the enemy to snatch the seeds of faith before they have time to take root and grow. Lord, we pray that they will find a body of believers, Lord, that teach your gospel. Hallelujah. And live according to your word. We pray in the name of Jesus that all of us would study to show ourselves even more approved, Father God.
Yes.
And we just pray in your mighty, matchless name that even more people will come to you in the pardon of their sins.
Yes.
Because, Father, that is our purpose and that is why we live. So we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, and let the church of God say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, now let me give you a few more announcements. Tomorrow, we are giving you a special invitation to join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern, because Laboring Together to End Violence will present their Domestic Violence Awareness Conference. Thanks to God, these conferences are very important to us because, see, we want to talk about those things that other pastors won't talk about from the pulpit. Yet, we have people who are sitting in congregations who are victims of domestic violence, and not one word is being spoken to minister to those people.
Amen.
So we will be having this Domestic Violence Awareness Conference, and we will, hallelujah, bless somebody, because somebody needs to know that we are paying attention, and as God's people, this is something that we cannot abide. So I invite you tomorrow to the Laboring Together to End Violence, their conference on Domestic Violence Awareness. And then on Wednesday, we do have a Tuesday, but I'm hitting who's here today. You can hear Evangelist Michelle Scott and myself on Sisterhood. Also on Friday, you can hear Apostle Holloway and Pastor Jeffrey Scott on Every Man Standing in His Place. We broadcast every day of the week. And we do have something for everyone. So we just pray that you will continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network, and we pray that you were truly blessed. It is our fervent prayer that you have a glorious and blessed week, and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. We love you. God bless you. You are dismissed. Go in peace. Love you, family.
We
God
love
bless
you, too.
You, everybody.
Love you, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Love you, y'all. Love you, hallelujah. Amen. Be a good shepherd. Bye.
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 Yes, good shepherd.